We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It got pushed back, but also his attorney, Arthur Howe, said he'd be released today. Do I have the details right?
No. Well, so that was partially... I was also a little bit confused. Like,
okay.
Initially... He was...
Well, then I started like wondering, is bond different than bail? Because like people were using different verbs, and I was like, is he going to be released or not? Because the detail was very clear that they had paid it, right?
Yes. Everything that I had heard up until talking to Sincere's attorney, Art Horn, after the hearing, after today's hearing, everything I had been... told was that tomorrow's deal was a bond hearing. It is not a bond hearing, and it's not tomorrow either. It's been pushed back to next Tuesday, but it's the way Sincere's attorney explained it. They call it a set for report hearing, and it's like the bond's got nothing to do with it. He's according to his attorney, he's posted his bond. He's expected to be released at some point. He may already have been released today, but the thing next week is a deal where they are going to present what the attorney called reciprocal discovery, and basically they got text messages, they got videos, they have evidence that they are going to present to the court that Art Horn believes will disprove the claims, or the charges,
I guess, at this point, right?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, the allegations, we'll say, made by Sincere's now ex-girlfriend.
How is the school going about it? Because Calkins and I were talking about this morning, like, there is now kind of this, you know, it seemed like it used to be as soon as someone was charged, okay, player would get be suspended, but now it's like, as Calkins pointed out, the NFL didn't suspend and still technically hasn't suspended Rashee Rice until after the legal proceedings were concluded. And yeah. I was just like, I mean, I get it. It's like, it's this muddier time of, hey, what's the appropriate way to go about all this? And no one seems to have like an exact answer, but it also feels like Memphis is kind of taking advantage of, hey, they don't play tomorrow, so they got a little bit of time to figure it out.
Yes, that was another question that was asked of Art Horn today, and the way he explained it was, as far as he has been, you know, I don't know if he's talked to Memphis directly or not. He didn't say, but he said that his exact quote is, "As of right now, he's fine. As long as everything works out favorably, he should be fine." And so, yeah, what I take from that is that the university, like the statement that the university issued over the weekend was that they were aware of the situation, but they weren't going to comment since it's an active investigation. The way I read the situation is they're going to let it play out, and while it plays out, he's going to remain a part of the team, and they will act accordingly depending on the outcome of the case. Like, whatever, you know, if it turns out that he's, you know, proven guilty and he has to suffer those consequences, then you know, the university will act, will evaluate that and go from there. And but until then, it seems like it is what it is. You know, the attorney told me today that he is supremely confident that once everything gets presented in court, that the outcome will be favorable for Sincere Parker. And so, you know, that's where we are.
All right, Munns, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
That is Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the list next, right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Each and every day here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, we do a little thing called the list. Let's fire it up. The NFL. All right, boys. So over at ESPN, we've had Mike Clay and others on ESPN.com. They've ranked the rosters as we head into the opening of free agency. Also, we've already got a weird Jim Harbaugh video for those out there. Harbaugh's like watching Herbert through like a curtain. That one, it's already like, that's when you know football season's back. We've already got a weird Jim Harbaugh video. Okay. Can either of y'all buy the case that the best roster in the NFL is anyone other than the Philadelphia Eagles?
Since I'm looking at it and I have it pulled up, that is pretty much the only other one that I can think of, kind of top to bottom.
Okay, so ESPN's picked the Ravens.
On paper. This isn't on paper.
I understand this isn't on paper exercise, but I've missed the part where year in, year out, they're always the number one team. Do we give too much respect to the Ravens?
Are you saying that the Ravens are the number one team year in?
No. ESPN's picked the Ravens number one. I don't think there's a legit. My only case against the Eagles this year, and I say this as an Eagles hater, their only case is complacency or injury. They're still the best team. Like, I just feel like year in, year out, we always act like there will be some moment around week eight where Lamar's going to run for 150, throw for another 300 yards, they're going to win by 3 touchdowns, and everyone's just going to announce, best team in football. We do it every year, and again, I'm struggling to count all the titles they've had with Lamar. Why? I just don't understand why we do it every single year. They're clearly very good, but I don't understand why we... Is it something about their jerseys looking cool? Like, I feel like
they are pretty great.
And again, yeah, I'm not disputing.
They're pretty nice.
Derrick Henry looks infinitely more intimidating and threatening in a Ravens jersey than he does in a Titans jersey. I think that's legitimately
easy.
I understand that. But I don't understand why. I think we give them too much respect.
I think the only thing I can think of this year is that they've made actual kind of real steps on defense, whereas it feels like some of the losses for the Eagles there. Again, this is just an off-season, on-paper type exercise.
Whose defense would you rather play against? The Ravens or the Eagles?
On paper right now?
Yes.
Well, neither, actually.
Neither.
It was neither, but...
I wouldn't want to play the Eagles. I ain't looking on the paper. I'm not looking at the
Eagles when you play them is terrifying.
Oh yeah.
Like when they are at like if you had to play them at the end of last year when they got everybody back on defense, you were legitimately worried that your team was going to get hurt.
Yeah, with that many defensive linemen
and how fast, how big. I mean, look at Mahomes.
That was the craziest thing I ever seen. The Super Bowl, I thought I was playing like how I used to play Madden. So I don't play like I used to, but I had a linebacker right here. I knew how to set it up. What a snap, and I already be in there like on blitz.
You're basically running like you were running essentially like a box in one, but in football.
Yeah, but so the computer couldn't aim, and they couldn't block everybody. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So that's how I was looking at one point.
You were the worst to play against those guys. Oh.
Because, like, I actually know how to read the field, and that person just screws everything up. Like, all my indicators are gone because it's just, like, one person, and then it's like, then I'm the last second I'm trying to change the protection to everybody blocking inside. Like, oh, God.
And I slide my line.
Because, like, there was no way, there's also no way to just tell my running back, just pick him up.
Yeah.
Like, you get to run free, but I can't just push a button and tell the running back, you got him. Like, I need an extra second. You got him.
The only thing you can do, Jeff, and it might be hurtful too, is do a quick out to the running back or do a screen. But sometimes if you ain't got somebody like Lamar, the screens will take too long.
Correct.
And you still get.
Trust me.
If you got Lamar, you can account.
The guys that I'm playing quarterback with, screens ain't working. Because you just get it. I always play the pocket passers.
Oh, you play with pocket.
Correct.
See, when I first learned back in the day and I wasn't good yet, I would get like Michael Vick. And it helped me learn because I knew I would just come out and run around.
You didn't have to learn the game.
Yeah.
Because Michael Vick was a cheat code.
For sure. So that's how I first learned.
Like literally in college, we had the rule. Was it 05? What's the game where he's on the cover?
Around that time.
We made the rule you were not allowed to play with the Falcons because everyone was just rushing to play the Falcons with Vick because he was so good.
People did that with 2K with Durant in them. Like they was like
you gotta pick a team. That's fine.
And then everybody could.
Yeah.
So who I'm not in front of a laptop like you guys. Who are the top five teams?
All right. So they go: Ravens 1, Eagles 2, Lions 3, Bills 4.
I was gonna ask about the Bills. I thought there was a high level.
Chiefs 5. So then we got Broncos 6.
Broncos that good?
Broncos defense is very good. Yeah. I think people have bought into the Broncos a little too much.
But they have a really good coach.
They do. Sean Payton is a really good coach, but I wanted to go back to, if you look at last year, they got a lot of mileage. The AFC West had like a super easy schedule. It was kind of why the same thing with the Chargers is like, if you were paying attention when the Chargers got into the playoffs, they came out as a favorite in that game. Like, I'm hammering the Texans. All right, here are. So they started the season a 26-20 loss to the Seahawks. That was on the road. A 13-6 loss to Pittsburgh. They beat the crap out of Tampa. That was a good win. I remember that. They played Baker, and they had Baker in hell. They had a disgusting 10-9 Jets win. I think George would agree with me. I think that was actually the worst game of the season last year. It was like the game kicked off at noon our time, but it took forever.
It took forever. If I remember correctly as well, it was raining.
Yes.
It was in
Neither
New Jersey.
Team could get a first down.
It was some of the worst football I've ever seen.
Okay.
It was awful.
Then a win against the Raiders, a loss against the Chargers, win against the Saints, win against the Panthers, 41-10 loss to Baltimore. They had the close 16-14 loss to Kansas City. They beat the Falcons. They beat the Raiders. They beat the Browns. They beat the Colts. Lost to the Chargers. Lost to the Bengals. And then they smoked the Chiefs, fourth team. Remember when everyone said, oh, there's no way the Chiefs are scared of the Bengals? The Chiefs were just making sure the Bengals didn't get in the playoffs. And that's what happened.
Got a little they Carson had, Wentz in 2024.
Correct. So they had one win against the playoff team in a game that mattered. So, again, part of the NFL is taking advantage of when you do have a good schedule, but I still think people have them a little bit ahead of schedule, and I'm not as convinced that they're that good.
It's their offense.
Yeah.
I don't trust their running backs and their receivers too well. Their defense is
good.
Now, where I will give the Broncos credit.
O-line's also good.
When I think about the best Broncos teams, that's the formula. They kill you on defense. They do enough on offense, good offensive line, and they just kind of
They don't turn the ball over. Yeah. Bo Nix is not super interception prone, anything like that. I don't know how they'll really get to the passer too much, but I don't think once they get past the line of scrimmage, they'll be able to do a whole lot. They loaded up on their linebackers and secondary. Yeah. It's kind of gross back there.
Yeah, Bo Nix did really good. I kind of want to see more from him.
Agreed.
And let me explain. I know the NFL don't care who the coach, and I love Harbaugh. That's my guy. But I do feel like with him and Sean Payton, and like you said, I think the NFL did want to give them a favorable schedule the first couple of years. You know, because
– get them kick-started with the new deal.
You know, I think
– oh, those are huge high-profile additions.
They are,
100%.
They are. And, you know
– this is a business.
That one year with Russell Wilson, we got Sean Payton looking bad. We got Russell – looking bad at the time. I mean, Jeffrey will get to see if it real or was
you
it
have to. Right now. Like, did you not see? I'm watching.
We're a month away,
Jackson's Jeff. Jackson's art's throwing the guys on jet skis. Like, I've already turned the page. Yeah. Like, my one, like, make peace with it is like, okay, fine. If you don't want to start Jackson, because our schedule's murder. Like, we could legitimately be like 0-8 to start the season.
Mm. The Giants have statistically the hardest schedule
correct
in the NFL.
So I was fine.
Well, why would they do them like that? It ain't like they didn't show no promise.
I think it's the rotation year where we get.
Isn't it the NFC North?
But you know Nike does says they do this too. And I'm going to be real. Like I could be first place in my pool and I get a hard schedule. Yeah. And they claim they put this in the computer. And this is what the NFL and NBA claim too. You know, you can put it in the computer and of course, you got to have your lead games, and then they go by what's going on at your – but I still think when it come out, there's still a few key people that, let me change a couple things around.
There are a few flex games like that that they can do, but I want to say the NFL's on a pretty tight schedule
you have to
rotate.
You have to play – so what is negotiable is you wherever you finish in your division – you play the rest of your conference, whoever. Like, so if I finish third in the East, I'm going to play the third team in the South, the third team in the North, the third team in the West. But everyone in our division has to play the same
full division.
Like, we play the NFC North.
Play division twice.
No,
NFC North and AFC West.
Yes.
So everyone will play. Now, what is negotiable is location. So just because we're playing the AFC North doesn't mean you and I are both going to play the Lions on the road. I might play them at home. You might play them at home or on the road. Like that's kind of where they can start to negotiate. It is all right. We'll give the worse of the opponents on the road, and we'll give the tougher opponents at home. And that way, you got a better chance of winning the four games. That's
so,
where they can kind of
so
rig
what
it.
What place did y'all come in last year?
Dead last.
So y'all get to play the fourth place.
Correct.
Team. So that should be a competitive game, or have they got that much?
So that would be – here's the start to the Giants season. You tell me where you think you hear the first win. At the Commanders. At the Cowboys. The Cowboys can be bad and the Giants can be good. It doesn't matter. The Cowboys beat the Giants.
Oh, okay.
Like is that in Dallas as well?
Correct. At Dallas.
In Dallas?
Correct. Doesn't, agreed. It doesn't matter.
Cowboys can always mess stuff up, though. Y'all.
It doesn't. It does not matter.
Wait, I don't know after what Jerry said.
I'll get into it. I think,
we'll get into that.
I think everybody's getting played. Chiefs. It is at home, though.
Keep going.
Okay. The Chargers. I think this is where we'll agree this could be the first win. At the Saints.
Could be.
Now, the problem is the Saints will also have that game scheduled. We can win this one. Giants coming into town. It's a
yeah,
home
but
game.
Do you believe in Tyler Shuck?
I mean, not really, but at the same time.
The Giants' defense should give them at least a little something.
Yeah, but you're only going to have to score like 17 points to beat us. So I don't have to believe in you that much.
I don't know. That Saints O-line is also.
Okay. So that could be the one. Eagles on a short week, Thursday night prime.
Keep going.
At the Broncos. At the Eagles.
Wow. Y'all got the Eagles back to back like that?
It's two
Eagles, Broncos, Eagles.
Wow.
Mini bye though. You know, it's
Thursday, Sunday,
then the following Sunday. So you get the mini bye in there. Then this is where Niners at home. Los at the Bears, another winnable one still.
Yeah.
This is probably, though, at the point where they've turned to Jackson, so you're going to be playing a rookie.
For sure.
So even the games that look somewhat winnable right now, they're rookie quarterback.
Yep.
Packers at home, at the Lions, at the Patriots on Monday Night Football.
Maybe.
Maybe. They're going to be better.
They'll be better.
Like, Vrabel doesn't have teams that are awful. Mm-hmm. Like,
they might not be great.
Correct.
But
I'm not saying we're picking them to win a playoff game, but, like, do I trust him to figure out a way to win a 20-17 game in week 11? Yeah, I kind of do. Commies at home, another L. Vikings at home, sure, L. At the Raiders, maybe. And then the finish for the Cowboys. Like,
now the Cowboys will be depleted by then.
And we won't.
Oh, yeah. Half the team will be hurt, you know.
Well, they just will be on this. Oh, they start the big train early on. And Dak, which some people is against Dak right now from them ratings me and Jeff talked about a week or two ago. Usually he'd be. This is the cool thing about football, unlike basketball, though. Outside of them top five teams that he named, it really can go up any way sometime with the other teams. Like, you know, like sometime.
100%. It's like, okay, we know the teams that are good, but oftentimes you fill out the rest of the playoffs. Who had the better schedule?
And then in football, it's like people can be, because the Giants could win like 2-3 games. Some of the people we talking about, like Broncos and Commanders, whatever, they could easily lose a few games. You know what I mean? Because it's, to me, football, baseball, all the leagues outside of the top five, I think you still, like, go in there and see how it plays that game. The weather, the just all kind of stuff when you're dealing with the football.
All right, see if I'm insane on this. Would y'all rather have the Bengals roster or the Niners roster? Roster. Keep in mind, this is what we're ranking.
So,
I'm trying to think. This is.
I'm going to say, now I'm a diehard 49er fan, but I think in football, the quarterback position is so major that I will say the Bengals.
Okay, here would be my only argument. Can Joe really play better than he did last year?
Probably not, but I'm still going with Joe.
That Bengals defense.
That's what I'm saying. We're
so
ranking the
bad.
Roster.
Oh my!
No,
it is.
There's
awful.
No question which quarterback I'd rather have, but that's not what we're ranking.
And it's a Niners defense that lost talent over the offseason. Their best safety not on the roster. One of their best linebackers, second best linebacker, not on the roster anymore.
Yeah, but I think
I'd rather have the Niners.
I'm leaning the Niners.
But think about this, guys. Their wide receiver core is so good. Now you bring them back paid.
I
even
understand.
Motivated.
Yeah.
I understand.
Or would
that.
They not be as motivated? But I think they will be. I mean,
I think it's fair to say this. I think now that T's been paid, he'll be a little bit more, all right, my hammy doesn't feel great, but I'm gonna play through it. Like, I think when he was on the when they just franchised him, it's like, all right, well, my money's guaranteed. Tomorrow's not. The problem though is their offensive line didn't get any better.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. Their O-line still isn't great, so Burrow's still going to be running around back there. I mean, look, if they're able to keep Hendrickson and Stewart and get them both on the roster and playing next year, there might be a little bit of juice in their pass rush at least, but their secondary is kind of awful.
Okay. I've now been starting to deal with this, though. I know we love to make fun of the Cowboys, but here's what I was going to say. Everybody, stop falling for it. Micah Parsons is going to be announced as the highest paid defensive player Sunday at 10:30 of week one. Like, for instance, there's not really the whispers of bad blood in this contract negotiation. Jerry's just going to do what Jerry does. Get him talking. Everybody, get him. We all want him talking Cowboys. He's not letting Micah Parsons not get paid. And it's not like Jerry has this history of being cheap. Now, on the flip side, do I think Sam Hendricks is going to get paid? No.
Oh, Trey Hendrickson.
Trey Hendricks, sorry.
Yeah. No. He's
Sam Hubbard, Trey Hendrickson.
Yes.
Do I think Trey's going to get paid like he wants? No, I do not. Why? One franchise has a history of being cheap. and having guys always have contract disputes. But I feel like everybody's falling for this. Is what he did with Dak. Remember last year we were wondering, is Dak holding out or holding in at training camp? It's the same thing. Mike is going to get paid. The only thing that gets weird is if Micah gets hurt in camp. That's when it gets like weird. I still think Jerry ends up paying him.
Yeah. I think at this point he's more than proven his value as a player. I mean, he's one of the best defensive players in the NFL.
Big time.
I also think people are a little too low on the Cowboys. I think everybody kind of has them, like right now, they have them, ESPN 18. Has the roster below the Cardinals at 18.
Where are the Cardinals?
17.
But see, I think some of that, are they just looking at roster or wins? Because with the
just roster.
I think when you look at a roster, right, we all could look at a roster, but us knowing sports and still being human beings, we're also going to be looking at it like, oh, but I know this team would do better than this team because they got a better coach. You know what I mean? So you're still going to throw a little bit of that in there, although you quote-unquote are only ranking the rosters.
I just – listen, I am excited to watch it because it's going to be a circus. But how many teams truly have two receivers better than CD and George Pickens? Maybe the Bengals?
Yeah, the Bengals.
Bengals are up there, right? I think. I mean, yeah, that other guy, Yoshivas, is pretty solid.
But Jake Ferguson's also a good tight end.
Who the Bengals end up getting? They bring back Kosicki?
Yes. So the Bengals...
He was pretty live last year.
The Bengals have Chase Brown at tailback, Jamar T., Isavas, Gesicki. That's what they list as their skill. Could you make the case Justin and Addison? I always wonder though.
Oh, Jefferson.
Jefferson and Addison. I do wonder how much is Addison? Like Addison's obviously a good player, but I do feel like being the other wide receiver when Justin Jefferson's on the field is like awesome because everybody's got to be like, where's Justin?
One I'm looking at now because I'm scrolling through the list I'm curious about. Look at the Jags for their just skill position guys. ETN, Bigsby at tailback. Brian Thomas Jr. was ridiculous last year. Travis Hunter, and I know Diami Brown, he's a solid NFL receiver, and if that's your third guy, not bad.
What is interesting to me is how much is Travis really going to do both ways?
That, I do think, is still the biggest question for them.
Because I do think Travis could struggle offensively early because I do think his strength is ball skills, but I don't think, like, tactically he's the greatest route runner. Like, all the stuff that is going to matter at the NFL level, I can see where that's a little bit slower. And I wonder if he starts out of the gate slow, everyone's going to sit there and do, what are we doing wasting an all-pro corner like trying to do the receiver thing? Like, let's have the all-pro corner and we can work on the receiver thing in the offseason. So I do wonder that. I'm not saying that if you're Travis, like the reality is you hope the receiver thing works because they get paid more.
True. I do also wonder where the coach comes in on that one because they brought in an offensive guy who's like, oh my God, I have Brian Thomas Jr. and this guy who can just be a tool at pretty much every position on the field, he's probably jumping for joy over that.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to – Jacksonville going to try to put him all over the place, because they paid him his, like, guaranteed money all up front or some.
Well, Trevor was even making the joke that the first day of mini camps, he just threw at him every single time on when he was playing defense in the hopes that – they'd make catches on him, and they'd just be like, go play offense. I mean, I
can't blame him. Good
if you're strategy. Truly worried about never throwing a pick, yeah, go ahead. I just also don't know if I'm scanning the secondary of Jacksonville and I'm thinking who I want to pick on. Travis doesn't really strike me as the first guy that I want to go after.
You know what, man? That position to me, it's the scariest position in the NFL. I tell people, I think outside of the quarterback, because as good as Travis is, I done seen some really, really good cornerbacks come in the NFL and get eaten up. I mean, like, best cornerbacks that were in the SEC and all of that. And then it don't take number two bums for it to be considered a bad game.
I was also thinking about this. It's also impossible to play the position.
With the rules.
So I have 5 yards to hit you, which means, okay, I've got to come up and play press man. If you are an NFL receiver, almost every single one of them has the elite ability to get off the line with their releases. Okay, so now what? I'm going to play trail? Like, you're now ahead of me. I don't know where you're going. You do know where you're going. Like, the rules are set up to where you just get toast.
And then if y'all bump into each other, it's automatic.
Correct. Like, it's always going to be on you.
Yep.
But like, that's the other thing about watching quarterback. I know we talked about it a little bit. When you go back and you watch, if they really would have given the MVP to Joe Burrow last year, I wouldn't have had that big of a problem with it. He was that good.
Yeah.
And they were 9-8. Again, that's the other thing about watching quarterback. It was like a nice year in review of every horrific gambling beat I had. Because that's when my wife, at one point, it was like another primetime game that they lost in horrific fashion. And my wife just like screamed, "Stop betting on the Bengals." I responded, I wasn't betting on the Bengals. I was betting on Joe. But.
Smart. So didn't Lamar win the MVP?
No.
Josh
Allen.
Josh Allen did.
I know it was a bit. Okay.
They were the finals. Joe won the super insulting comeback player of the year. Because what, he broke his wrist? What, he had the wrist surgery?
Yeah, I was about to say last year, it was either just the wrist or like the wrist and like the nerves in his arm or something like that. It was a couple years back that he blew
his claims knee. That's why he started to play the piano, is to bring back the nerve sensation in his wrist.
Not just an aura farm.
Correct, absolutely. No, definitely not like something he just wants to put out in the universe.
Yeah.
If he weren't really good at football, like, I am convinced he has serial killer tendencies. Like, even his speech pattern, like, everything, it's like, man, I'm glad, like, you harness your personality into playing football because I'm kind of scared of the alternative, which also kind of, like, why I love him. Like, I do think you kind of need to be a psychopath to be an elite quarterback. Like, I'm not saying I have to be friends with him.
No, we're just going to watch him throw a ball.
Just trying to watch him throw it from B to B. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into a few other things from the weekend. Stick around and listen to Jeff Wright and Company. 92.9.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
FM, ESPN. All right, boys. I'd mentioned that I now have identified my new Little League World Series, which is when it's on ESPN, I can feel my blood pressure rise, and I can't wait to watch a kid fall down and make a catch and be on the top 10. Y'all, this treatment that we're getting with flag football, they spent all weekend not only putting legitimate broadcast crews on assignment. Guys, I've been having to watch ESPN all day. Listen, it's a sick grab by a 14-year-old. But it's a 14-year-old playing flag football. Like, why am I just getting shoved and having flag football forced down my throat? I blame the commish. Here's why. ESPN, after some years of having really bad money, remember we had like a run there of like 5 or 6 years where Monday night football games were all terrible games?
Yes.
Well, ESPN went to the league and said, how can we make sure we have better Monday night football games? Well, they started meddling in the broadcast crew. Now they've got the guys that they want in the broadcast crew. And I am convinced that they are complicit in this. NFL is going to try to force feed everyone flag football for the Olympics in LA in 2028. And ESPN is happy to oblige. I'm out. Do not care. And this is what I played flag all 4 years in college. Like, I do love flag football, but I also love flag football because I was small. Flag football, you can be small. Nobody's hitting you. Like, and that's the other thing. How do we feel about the M-frame ski goggles that everybody's wearing? The Oakleys, they literally look like, they look like the joke sunglasses that wrestlers used to wear in like the 80s and 90s, but now they're wearing them like unironically. They literally look like ski masks, like the goggles you'd put on to like keep snow out of your eyes.
Oh, these.
Like, for a second, the same ones they wearing when they celebrating?
Yeah, let's see.
With the championships, with all the champagne?
No, I was going to say, none of these are like the, like, the nose piece has a frame, but the rest doesn't actually have
these.
Oh, those.
Because I was thinking what you were thinking. I was thinking almost like what the baseball players wear, like sunglasses.
That kind of look like what Jeff Gruden used to wear.
This reminds me of some big steroid guy on Venice Beach that's like powerlifting in like an unironic turtle, like an unironic sleeveless tee.
What's his name? Those are what PC Principal wore in South Park.
Yeah. Sweat.
Yeah.
Those.
I just, that was like the ultimate. It's like, I just guess the game's passed me by.
And they are bringing flag football. I do know that it was a big deal with that and 3-on-3 that they didn't want the NFL players taking their spot and they had already qualified.
But didn't we also agree 3-on-3 sucked?
Yeah.
3-on-3 is pretty bad.
Yeah, like, they need to bring some people for that.
Like, my thing is, I thought the original idea of 3-on-3 was, hey, the countries that can't really field competitive national teams, they can maybe find 3 people, male or female, and they can compete at that level. But then NBC was trying to force feed us Jimmer Fredette, like, still trying to score, and I was like, this is awful. Like, these guys are terrible. I don't care. Meanwhile, I've got, like, LeBron, Steph, and Durant, like, leaving it all on the floor for one more time for their country. It's like, yeah, I'm going to watch that. That's a lot better.
That's true.
Team Serbia and Team France. Going bucket for bucket. It was awesome. It was great. Yeah, 3-3 was awful. I don't expect flag to be good.
It's some guys that feel like in flag football, and they think we're glazing right now, but in flag football, it's a guy that feel like he's better than Pat Mahomes and stuff, because he says it's a different
type of person.
Yeah,
wrong.
I did love that guy. He's the guy that plays quarterback now for like whatever our version of Team USA is. Like,
yeah.
But it is like one of those things where it's like, dude, I kind of know what you're saying is that it is kind of a different sport. I really think Mahomes could figure it out if I gave him about 15 minutes. I think he could do it. I feel pretty confident.
Weird hunch. I don't know what it is.
I like Lamar's chances.
I do feel this guy on this, though, if he have been playing it this long and he has became Olympian, he don't think it's fair for them to just come take his.
I understand that.
I don't disagree that much.
My thing is, make that argument.
That's a much better argument than we built the sport.
You gotta throw that in because we know sports and we're reasonable people. So you build that argument, we will understand it. But then to average fan, they still don't want to hear it. Then if you say, "Well, I'm actually better than Lamar and Josh in this sport and both," they will give you an opportunity.
Maybe. I think the bigger problem though is how many teams are actually going to let their guys play?
Because they say they want some NFL people.
Yeah. Well, isn't the rule it's one player per NFL program or something like that?
Is it per team?
Or is it per position?
Is it one
per
team? I wanted to say there was a position. So they didn't want
you couldn't just have the whole Bengals wide receiving core go out.
So, but if T. So, let's say they pick Jamar. But T still wants to play in the Olympics. T is allowed to go play for South Sudan.
One of those random countries
that will be like, here's a passport.
Yeah.
If you want to be an Olympian.
So they don't want to treat it like basketball. They can just pick the best.
I still think the problem is going to be this, though. When push comes to shove, it's basically right in the middle of training camp. How many teams are really going to be like, all right, boys, y'all are cool. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other part of it, too, is that, okay, then next, who would we next expect? We haven't heard or seen anything about potential NCAA players going.
Because it'll also be in the middle of their camp.
Not even for them. That's beginning of the season. Isn't it?
I want to say it's like.
Or is it like right before week zero?
I think it's like. No, I thought it was kind of in the end of July, early August. I don't think I want to say the Paris Olympics were a little bit later than usual.
Okay, if it's earlier on, then yeah, that'll land right during your training camp. And I get a weird feeling a lot of P5 schools are not going to say, you guys go on out there and have a good time, bring home a gold.
I also would argue this: flag football's fun to play. It's not that fun to watch.
Agree.
Yeah.
I've tried, not this weekend.
It's a lot like baseball. Playing baseball is way more fun than watching baseball.
Unless you go to it.
Right. There's a vibe.
Yeah. And not to be greedy, I have went to a Braves game and then make it to my seat because they got stuff going on.
Summer, I went to a Rockies game. I sat in my seat maybe a half of an inning. I was just on the move eating the whole time.
Man, they got some food.
It was incredible.
Now, my daughter got on me for this. What's the place we got downtown? Their food is okay.
AutoZone, yeah.
Yeah, but the major league games.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no. It's
St. Louis, Cardinals. I ain't went as far. I ain't went to no baseball game across the town like him. I mostly go to bed, but I didn't went within the
area. I was just in it. We were at we had a wedding in Denver, and me and my college friends went. I watched maybe a half of an inning.
The Rocky stadium looked really good on TV.
It can confirm. But the food options. I literally was just eating around a stadium.
That new
I started in left field and just worked my way around the outfield.
Hey,
for nine innings.
No lie, the new Braves Stadium and I'm not a Brave. I'm actually a Yankee fan, but you know, they used to be like in downtown Atlanta. They moved
Turner
it out
Field, yeah.
to Gwinnett. So yeah. it's not in there. So it only been out there about 5 years. I mean, and then even if I was like a
is that out at Truist?
Yeah, no, that's yeah. what we said last week. I think the biggest winner of the All-Star game was the way Fox presented the stadium. I was like, I've never really had that strong of a desire to go. But I was like,
it looks good. They made it
look real good.
So I usually stay in that area. And yeah. if I was a guy that didn't have a family, the cool thing about that area, it is a lot of apartments and condos hanging over it. And I'm like, oh, I would probably want to stay. So the MLB All-Star game was there, right? Because I was in Augusta at PGA.
Yeah.
People couldn't get into Atlanta and get cars because it was
All-Star game.
Beyoncé concert.
And the MLB. SEC Media Days.
It was
days.
Like
yeah.
four things going on, and it was crazy. So I was telling people to Chico going to Charlotte because Augusta is in the middle of both. A lot of people just think go to Atlanta.
Just go down to 85, yeah.
Yeah, go there and get a rental car from there. Jeff, before we done today, I have a question to ask you in real time. This is more of a you and Tim question.
Okay.
But I don't know if you into this. You know, the internet went crazy for a whole day. Tim is the gambling guy with you,
yes.
right? Not saying, I mean, yeah, I know he's more than that, no. but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Expert. You know how crazy the internet got that one day, then they came back and said, oh, they're not doing, when they thought Uno was going. Did you see that?
Yes.
Did?
So.
I did see this, too.
I had people who didn't even mess, because they're like, because y'all know in the inner city, Uno is pretty big.
I mean, anyone that played sports has played Uno. What I didn't understand was, how were they going to bet on it? So, for those that don't know,
one hand of Uno takes like 2 hours.
Say, I would say that's
depending on the rules.
Well, of course.
But like, if you're gonna have it be legalized gambling, it's gonna have to be regulated. You're gonna have to play by the rules.
No, depending. Uno has different rules from when we were little and to now.
So it now doesn't take because it wasn't quite as bad as playing like if you played Monopoly by the rules.
No.
But it was like. Uno games, I remember, could last, like, the entire night of baseball.
No, so what we do now, I just played it in the lobby. And I'm going to tell you how popular it is. While I'm playing Uno, everybody who walked by has something to say. You don't want to see me. I'm talking about this was every nationality. Everybody
does think they're the greatest Uno player of all time.
So what I do is instead of doing 13 cards, now we did 7. And so we also play now, Jeffrey, the younger people play, like, stacks. Meaning, yep. like, mm-hmm. you can do 1, 2, 3, 4, like as long as the color. And then some people even have a minimal on how many times you can like draw. Like let's say you put 2 draw 2s on me. Then I put 2 on Jeffrey. Some people stop it at the second hand or some people let it go all the way up to you can get 20 some. Also when you need a color, you know how when you pull you don't got mm-hmm. the color?
Yeah.
Some people stop there and it's the next person to go. Some people you got to keep pulling. So that's why it's like it depends. The only thing that would throw me off with having a you know, at the casino is like everybody against
the dealer.
The dealer. Well, Uno is a different game. Like, I'm against everybody at that point if we playing.
So they play
that would cause some violence
like,
at a casino.
Well, it's like, are they playing it? That's what I never understood. It's like, are you playing it like you're playing poker? Because if against poker, you're playing the table.
See, I don't play poker. I just play blackjack.
I think what
21 there.
I think what happened, though, is I think somebody. Maybe the casino or somebody released the deal before like it had clearly been approved. Cause like for a day, everybody, one of my favorite wrestlers, Xavier Woods, was like, I am heading straight to Vegas and I'm either going to be the richest man on the planet or I'm going to be dead broke. He's like, there's no in between, but I'm heading to Vegas and I'm only playing Uno.
No, people love
it. Yeah.
It would have went, but they said it was just a small promotion that somebody was doing.
All right, yeah, and then apparently, I don't know if the promotion was ready for the world to see. It seemed like they had some tweaks that they hadn't quite gotten there yet. For today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, I'm just giving it to the American Athletic Conference for trying to rebrand today as the American and then releasing a mascot. Sure. Is anyone still not going to call it the AAC? I just, good work by everybody. Want to thank Jason Munns for joining the program. If you missed anything, we'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Coach, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.